So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the following halacha of Rav Gidla Marav Zrikas Pigel. Zrikas Pigel has no effect regarding Me'ila. And the Issa Me'ila remains on the meat of Kachi Kachim because the Basu does not become Mutr Likahanim. And the Issa Me'ila does not take effect on the Emurim of Kachi Kalim because the Emurim do not become Ro L'mizbech. And the Gemara made a distinction between Zrika and Shechita. If the Machsheves Pigel was during the actual Zrika, the Zrika has no effect regarding Me'ila, because have a Pigel Gomer, Balech Hashiva. A Zrika with a Machsheves Pigel is considered a full-fledged Pigel and has no significance regarding Me'ila. However, Chishab B'Shchita B'Shasik B'Zrika Me'itim De Me'ila B'Kachim Kachim Ve'inim Me'il De Me'ila B'Kachim Kalim. If the Machsheves Pigel was only during Shechita but not during Zrika, the Zrika does have an effect regarding Me'ila, because Lahava Pigel Gomer, a Zrika without a Machsheves Pigel is considered only a partial Pigel, which does have significance regarding Me'ila. And the Gemara said that accordingly, the brises that associate Pigel with Shechita alone must be explained as follows. Isur de Maisa de Pigel, Shechita, causes a full-fledged Pigel provided that there was also a Machsheves Pigel during Zrika. The Gemara proceeds to question Rav Gidl from Ilfa's interpretation the following Machlekes Masech Tzvachim. The Chum hold, Lechel Kezayis Bachutz, Kezayis Lamacher, Kezayis Bachutz, Pasel V'im Bekaris. If a Kohen had a Machshava of Chutzim Kaima on a Kezayis Meat and a Machshava of Chutz Azmane on another Kezayis Meat, or vice versa, the Karban becomes Pasel, but not Pigel, because Pigel applies only where Hikrev Amatek and Mitzvase. All the other Avodas Hadam were done properly. But where there is another Psul, the Chiv Karis of Pigel does not apply. Yudah disagrees and says it depends. In the case of Kezayis Lamacher Kezayis Bachutz, Shemachshavas Hazman Kadmal Machshavas Hamalkam Pigul Bachayav Nov Karas. If the Machshavah for Chutz Hazman that came before Chutz Mekamai, the carbon does become Pigul. However, in the case of Kezayis Bachutz Kezayis Lamacher, Shemachshavas Hamalkam Kadmal Machshavas Hazman, Pasal Ve'im Bekaras. If the Machshavah for Chutz Mekamai came before Chutz Hazmanai, the carbon does not become Pigul. While the Chacham holds Zeb Zeb Pasal Ve'im Bekaras. In both cases, regardless of whether the Machshava of a Chutz Azmanai came first or last, the carbon does not become Pigel. And Ilfa explains the Machlekes applies only in the case of B'shtei Avodos, Simen Rishon Chutz Azmanai, B'Simen Sheni Chutz Mekamai. The Kohen had each Machshava during a different part of the Shechita, and only here does Rabbi Yehuda hold Pigel B'Chayim Lab Karas, because as Rashi Masech Lezvachim explains, Shekvar Hukva B'Pigel, B'Sulei Asim Machshavas P'Sulei Mafkalei. Since the Pigel already took effect by the Machshavas Chutz Azmanai during the first Simen, the Machshavas Chutz Mekamai cannot take effect afterward during the second Simen to remove the Pigel. However, Bavayda Achas, if he had both Machshavas during the same Simen, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Pasal Ve'im Bekaras, because the Lehukva B'Pigel B'Machshava Mu'Rabas, both Machshavas take effect simultaneously, and it does not become Pigel because there is another Psul. It seems that even the Chacham agreed that if there was only a Machshavas Pigel during Shechita, a full-fledged Pigel takes effect even before Zrika. The Gemara explains that here too we must say Lechizaruk Tegale Milse Iba Avayda Achas Ibishtei Avaydas. The Shechita only determines whether a full-fledged Pigel would take effect during Zrika. The Gemara then seeks to bring proof to Rav Gidla from the following braisa: A Pigel lo'ilam mo'ilam bai. If a carbon became Pigel, the Zrika does not remove the Issur Me'ila. Lon dama, afa pisha chaz v'zarka mo'ilam bai. If a carbon's blood was left overnight and then Zrika was performed, the Zrika does not remove the Issur Me'ila. Now, according to Rav Gidla, both the Reisha and the Seif refer to a carbon chatas, in which a Zrika Kesher would remove the Issur Me'ila, but even so regarding HaPigel Mo'ilam Bai, because Zrika's Pigel Eina Maitse Medei Me'ila, and Lon Dam Mo'ilam Bai, because since the Dam becomes possible before Zrika, there was no Shas Heto Lekahana. Well, according to those who disagree with Rav Gidl, we must say that the Reisha refers to a carbon Oila, and HaPigel Mo'ilam Bai, because for a carbon Oila, there is never a Shas Heto Lekahana, because it must be burned completely on Mizbech. But in the Karma Chattis, HaPigel ain Mo'ilam Bai because Leka Ovid B'Yadayim Mahani Lei Zrika Lafukim De Me'ila. Since Pigel is only a Machshava, a thought, therefore the Zrika does remove the Issa Me'ila. While in the Seifa, even regarding Karma Chattis, Lamdama Mo'ilam Bai because Leka Ovid B'Yadayim Mahani Zrika Lafukim De Me'ila. Since Lean is considered a Maisa, a physical occurrence, the Chacham initiated a Knas that Zrika does not remove the Issa Me'ila. The Gemara then brings another proof to Rav Gidla from the following Braisa. HaPigel B'Kachi Kachim Mo'ilam Bai. If one had Machshavas Pigel on Kachi Kachim, the Issa Me'ila does apply. While B'Kachim Kalim ain't Mo'ilam Bai, if one had Machshavas Pigel on Kachim Kalim, the Issa Me'ila does not apply. As the Gemara explains, there's no proof to Rav Gidla from the Reisha, because perhaps Kachi Kachim is a case of Lefnei Zrika Mo'ilam Bai. The carbon had no Zrika at all, therefore it does not remove the Issa Me'ila. But La'acha Zrika ain't Mo'ilam Bai. the carbon had a zrika, even with a machshavas pigel, the zrika does remove the isur me'ilo, because zrika's pigel mitzim de me'ilo b'kachim kachim. But there is a definite proof to Rav Gidlo from the Seifa of Kachim Kalim, which is obviously a case of the zarek im moilim by. The carbon has a zrika with a machshavas pigel, and therefore the isur me'ilo does not apply because zrika's pigel ain't mevel de me'ilo b'kachim kalim. And Taisa explains the distinction as follows. Lagabe hitzaz me'ilo be'inun ro l'chilas adam. The isur me'ilah is removed from kachim kachim when the carbon receives a heter achila, and zrika's pigel also accomplishes a heter achila in a certain sense, since the zrika is considered valid regarding hikra v'matik and mitzvasa. While lehevil de me'ilah li is chelik gavaya mavur lechashub zrika's pigel. The isur me'ilah is applied to kachim kalim only when the emurim become fit for haktara, and zrika's pigel does not make it fit for haktara.